Blessed is our God, always now, and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee. O heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, who art thou placed in the fullest of all things, treasure and blessing to the giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good Lord.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Lord, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Lord, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Lord, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages, amen. All the Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. All the Holy
arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. that thou hast smitten Amalek and his upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of King Gadley. Salvation be long and unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. I lay thee down in Sabbath, thy good word sustain me.
Thank you.
Seasons of abundance of the fruits of the earth at peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, by land, by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Call me to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and of the Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Worthy, O Lord.
For unto thee are to all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
Blessed are our teachers, the teachers.
Let us pray to the
Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
All these remembrances are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious, made in the birth of our God and the Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord. For blessed is thy name, and glorified is thy kingdom, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Save
me by the resurrection of Christ God, the
God
of the
Lord,
whom
has come. I do all the Father, I am a brother, 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 I am a
Let us be themselves drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation which you are holding with each other as you walk and are sad?" Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. And they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And Jesus said to them, O foolish men and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. Jesus appeared to be going further, but they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 gathered together, and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the
فمي بذبحتك، لأنك لو أثرت ذبيحتك إنك الآن تعطي لكن لكنك لا تصدق الحقائق. الذبيحة لله روح تمسحك القلب وتخشى الطوال لا يزول الله. أصلح يا رب سيرتك فهي وملكوتنا أسوار الشرك. حينئذ تسلم ذبيحة العدل قربانا وشركا. حينئذ قلبنا على ذبحك الرجل.
فنعلمها هالحين والظاهرين لآدم والذين من آدم إن العود قد أدخله فاخرجوا يا مؤمنون إلى القيامة.
On October 6th, in the Holy Orthodox Church, we commemorate the Holy Apostle Thomas.
Thomas is such a Presbyterian in thy sight. His neck appears in his sight in thy sight, O Word. On the sixth of flying spears, they ended difference.
Thomas was also called the Twin, one of the original 12 apostles. Through his doubt in the resurrection of Christ the Lord, a new proof was given of that wonderful and saving event. The Lord said to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing." And Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." After the descent of the Holy Spirit, when the apostles cast lots to see where they would each go to preach, the lot fell to Thomas to go to India. Thomas converted many to the Orthodox faith, and established the church there, appointing priests and bishops. Before his martyric death, he and the other apostles were miraculously brought to Jerusalem for the burial of the most holy birth-giver of God. Arriving too late, he wept bitterly, and the tomb of the most holy one was opened at his request. The Theotokos body was not found in the tomb. The Lord had taken his mother to his heavenly habitation. Thus, in this tardiness, Thomas revealed to us the wonderful, wondrous glorification of the Mother of God, just as he had once confirmed faith in the resurrection of the Lord by his unbelief. On this day, we also commemorate our Father among the saints, Innocent, Apostle to the Americas, Venerable Candeus of Cyprus, and Venerable Martyr Macarius of St. Anne's Kingdom, Athos. By their intercessions, O Christ God, have mercy upon us. Amen.
O Lord, the water changed its nature, no longer to peace and shifting. It became firm as the ground. Israel walked right high and sang you a song of victory.
O Apostle of Christ, in the city of Abigail.
The beginningless Son of God, God the Word, who appeared on earth in our likeness, and whom thou beheld us, O glorious Thomas, whose hands inside thou hast touched with thy hands, him do thou entreat to save thy servants.
O Apostle of Christ, who is even now.
They know our things hidden, who tieth the veins and searches our hearts. Even Jesus, my God, accepted thee, O all blessed Thomas, as a minister and a witness, and godly apostle of his divine manifestation.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Thou hast proved to me the river of the mystical waters flooding the face of earth, and a symbol of Christ with the streams of divine knowledge, O Thomas. And with thy rushing sound of spirit, and thou didst dispel prothesis and error,
both now and ever, and unto ages be dishonored.
Thou art the destroyer of death and corruption, O King Theotokos, for thou gavest birth to Christ, the source of incorruption, who hath made the nature of mankind, commonly with the grace of immortality, O all blessed Virgin. Help us, O Immaculate One.
As the living and holy.
shining splendor, thou wonderest the whole world. By thy preaching, as it cries, glory to thy power, O Christ.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Thou hast built a bright chamber and heavenly tabernacle for the faithful, setting as foundation the stone that is the head of thy corner, O blessed and all celebrated Thomas, pinnacle of apostles.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
We call thee, all holy Virgin, the unfortunate man that yielded the brief year of life, and the swift cloud that poured forth the life giver shower. And we cry, glory to thy power, O Christ.
And thy assurance, thy gift, and love, I gather to mention our assistance in the hour. And what are the hours to have a gift of infantry? For all the sorrows of bloody and bloody fasting, of sorrowing and of woe, and my duty for tragic, I will understand.
Song.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. من عمق الجهاد، واستبطأ ذهاب الهموم المضللة بشخص الروح